Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
Hebrews chapter number 11 this morning, and many of you know that in Bible college right now I'm teaching through Hebrews chapter number 11 and dealing with these heroes of faith in Hebrews chapter number 11. And I preached the other night on Enoch or on Abel, one, I can't remember which one it was, but the Lord just kindly led me in this direction for this morning service. Faith is something, and I've said this many times, faith is something that we have all exercised the day of our salvation. By faith, we trusted that God would forgive us of our sins and move into our heart and save us. By faith, we're trusting that God will take us to heaven one day. By faith, each one of us this morning began our day by walking out our vehicle, hitting the starter in our vehicle, and believing that it would start. By faith, we sat down on a pew today and believe that pew would hold us up. By faith, you believe that you didn't have a temperature, and one of the ladies checked you this morning and seen that you didn't have one. So we exercise faith on a daily basis so many times, and we really don't even know that we exercise it. But can I say this to you? When it comes to our spiritual faith and growing in faith, I dare to say there's not a lot of faith when it comes to things like that in our life anymore. The first storm hits our life, and the first thing we do is go into absolute panic. And that's just our human nature. I understand that. That is our Adamic nature. However, we have a God that we can put our faith in those days that will help us through that. Know what your Bible said. Look with me in verse number 8 of Hebrews 11. The Bible said this: by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whether he went. The Bible said in verse 9, by faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Now, Father, I pray that you'd help us for just a little while this morning. Breathe on us as we preach, God. Save that sinner closest to hell. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want to talk to you a little while this morning about the faith of Abraham. The faith of Abraham. Now, whenever we look here in chapter number 11, leading up to this point, we see by faith Abel paid the right price in verse number 4. By faith, Enoch took the right plan or the right path in verse number 5 and 6. And then in verse number 7, by faith, Noah completed the right project. By faith, Noah completed the right project. You think about that. It had never rained before, and all of a sudden, Noah began preaching that rain was coming and the judgment of God was coming. Man, can you imagine the way that he was mocked and the way that he was scorned in that day? But by faith, he built an ark. By faith, he put his family on the ark. And by faith, God has saved them from that judgment. One has said it this way: Abel had saving faith. Enoch had sanctifying faith. Noah had serving faith. And now we'll see that Abraham has a separating faith. Abraham has a separating faith. Abraham lived in Canaan as a partner with the people of God, but also as a partaker of the promises of God. Abraham didn't learn how to live by faith, but also learned where to look by faith. Yes, he lived by faith, but he learned where to look by faith. What did he say? He said this: that in verse number 11 or verse number 12, for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. He, by faith, he looked for a far better place. And can I say this to you in passing today? I'm glad that by faith we can look to a far better place than this world. Amen. I'm glad this world is not my home. I'm glad that we have a better place to look to today. Now, I want you to think about this by way of introduction when we think about the faith of Abraham. Think about this with me. There's the lack for the steps. There's the lack for the steps. Know what your Bible said in verse number 8. By faith Abraham, when he was called out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. The lack for his steps. You said, preacher, what do you mean? Here's what I'm saying. He just simply by faith obeyed God for the steps in which he had to take. There is times that God will lead us and guide us in a direction, and within ourselves we will not understand that. But by faith, we must take those steps in the way that God would have us to go. Think about this. There was the land for the steps, but there was the land for the sojourning. Look what he said in verse number 9. The Bible said this, by faith he sojourned into the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in the tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. There was the land for the sojourning. There was the land. God had a better place for Abraham to go. But think about this with me. There was the location for the search. The location for the search. It was a place, look at what your Bible said in verse number 10, whose builder and maker is God. What did the Bible say in John 14? Here's what he said. He said, it's expedient for me to go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. And he's dealing with the Holy Ghost. But when you back up and look at that, what did he say? He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. You see, we're headed to a place. We see that place by faith today. There is a location that I am headed to one day, whose maker and builder is the hands of God. On Friday, we left him. Went to Asheville, and we stayed actually right outside of Asheville in Weaverville with some friends in Weaverville, and Brother David Williams kindly got it all set up for us, and Brother Tim, you'd have loved to have been there. He had a 69 Camaro, or 68, 69, and 70 Camaro in his basement. He had a 69 Corvette in his basement. He had a 70 Chevelle that was a factory big block car. He had two 67 Corvette factory 427 three deuce four speeds all match. Is anybody hearing the preacher this one? Y'all ought to be running the aisles right now. Factory four-speed, Muncie four-speeds in. It was an amazing place to stay. It was awesome. I could have just slept in the basement. But anyway, we went there, and Leslie and I left, and we started home yesterday. And the only thing I hate about staying with people sometimes, especially like the people that we stayed with, is all the ideas that my wife brings back home for me to do at our house. All the ideas that she brings back home for me to do at home. And she said last night, we was at the house, and she said, did you see all of that crown molding and how pretty it was in that house? And I said, yep, I sure did. It looked good in their house. They had it was beautiful. Their home was beautiful. And over the years, I'm sure all of us has been able to be in some beautiful homes, the Biltmore House, the White House, and other things that we could say. But hear me and hear me well. By faith, we are looking for a city and a location whose builder and foundation is of God. When we see what man can do, just just think with what God can do when we see the rolling mountains and then we see the shorelines and we see what God has created here. Eye hath not seen of what it will be like when we get over there. And we see that by faith today. We see that by faith. Let me show you three things right here about Abraham's faith. In verse number 8, I see Abraham had, and by Abraham's faith, he lived in God's path. By faith, Abraham lived in God's path. Note again what your Bible said. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. By faith, Abraham lived in God's path. That is a statement of faith. He did not know where he would end up, but he trusted the Lord to lead him along the right path, and that's exactly what the Lord did. He just, you know what he did? God said, start walking, and you know what Abraham did? Abraham obeyed. Boy, we could go back and we can look at Abraham and Isaac. You remember the story of Abraham and Isaac, and Abraham had all faith that God would raise Isaac from the dead, because he said this, I am the lad is going yonder to worship, and we shall return. He had faith that God would raise Isaac up. Hey, Abraham just wasn't going to kill Isaac. You that knows your Bible knows it was far more than that. He was going to fillet him off the bone. He was going to burn his flesh that day. And by faith, Abraham lived in the path of God. There will be times that God leads us and guides us to do things that we do not understand. But may we by faith trust God and believe God and walk in the path of God by faith today. It's by faith that we do that. I thought last week, Miss Larner that we support that's in Africa now, she made it. She texted me Sunday night in the middle of the night. And that's just common for Larner, though, you that knows her. She wasn't thinking about time difference, I guess, Brother Bright. But in the middle of the night, she had texted me and said that she had made it. And I thought about this, man, that young lady. Not much more than a teenager, leaving everything behind and getting on a plane and going to Africa to help in an orphanage and live in Africa. They had to be a lot of faith involved in that. Somebody say amen. I'm going to tell you, I just don't know that old John's ready to sell out and get on a plane and go to Africa unless we're going on a safari hunt and coming back. Are you with me? What was it? It was by faith. It was by faith. How is Brother Alverson and his family going to get on a plane before long and move his whole family to Scotland and relocate his whole family? It's by faith that they're living in God's path. I thought about this, Psalms 37:23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his ways. I thought about this, Job 23:10. But he knoweth the way that I take, and when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. What did he say in Romans 8:28? And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. It's by faith that we live in God's path. I thought about this. Not only by faith did Abraham live in God's path, but by faith Abraham looked for God's promises. Look for God's promises. Note what he said again. Look in verse number 9. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise. It was by faith that he looked for God's promises. I thought about this when Abraham arrived in the land of Canaan. He found it occupied by wicked heathen nations. Yet God promised him that one day all this land would belong to him and to his offspring in Genesis chapter number 13. Even as Abraham walked as a stranger in the very land that God had promised to give him, He knew that one day all of God's precious promises would be fulfilled. And can I say something to you today? It's by faith that we look for the promises of God. You know what he said? I thought about this, and I've said this so many times. I've said this so many times over the past 3 or 4 or 5 weeks. You know me, you know how I feel about politics and the election and all of that right now, but I'm going to tell you something, there's a lot of people that's absolutely losing their mind over what's going on right now. They are absolutely losing their mind. I'm telling you, they're about to dig a hole and crawl in that hole. Hear me and hear me well. I'm going to trust the promises of God. I may not understand it all. I'll never agree with everything that happened. Thank God for a former president that stood for the nation of Israel, that stood for life. That stood for life, and thank God for all of that. I don't understand what's going on today, but I do have a promise from this blessed old book right here that says, I've not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed of begging bread. So I'm just not going to walk around with my head down, worried about what tomorrow holds. I don't know what tomorrow holds. Oh, but I do know this. I know who holds tomorrow. And we've got a God that we can trust. We've got a word that we can trust. And by faith, we can look for the promises of God. Amen. It was by faith he done that. It was all by faith. You know, it's a good thing that we can't see into the future because we might not like what we could see. Matter of fact, I'll say it this way. I know we wouldn't like what we could see because according to the Bible, it's going to wax worse and worse. But you know what's going to happen? We're going to go up and up. We're fixing to be higher than we've ever been. Even some of y'all that used to like juju weed before you got saved, you're fixing to be higher than you've ever been, if you say. That was for you, Miss Bethany. You're fixing to be higher than you've ever been. Think about this. It's by faith that we look for that promise. Faith knows the promises of God are valid, even though their fulfillment might not be seen. Hebrews 11:1, what did he say? Here's what he said. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It's by faith that we trust God. I thought about this. Faith knows that God is as good as his word. And Romans 4:21 said this, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. You know what? If you'll go back and study when the children of Israel was in the land of Egypt, he promised them that a Redeemer was coming. And you know what happened? Moses showed up on the scene, and God told the children of Israel that he would take care of them. And you know what he done? He did that. He already told Daniel that he would take care of him. He told Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego he would take care. We've got a God that's as good as his word. Amen. Some people, that's not much. But with God, it's everything. By faith this morning, Abraham lived in God's path. By faith, Abraham looked for God's promises. But watch this. By faith, Abraham leaned on God's providence. He leaned on God's providence. I don't believe in coincidence. I don't believe that. I believe in the divine providence of a holy God. I don't believe that it was a coincidence that just the other day, Brother Todd McKeon sent me a text and he said, hey, I got some good missionary friends that's going to be passing through that area Sunday morning. Would you be interested in having them at your church? I picked up the phone and called them and I said, who are they? Who they run with? What mission board they with? And he said, there were prayer Baptists. I know them personally. They're friends of mine. I said, tell them to come. I didn't need to know anything else. I didn't need to know what his home church was. That was enough. But I don't believe that it was coincidence that they're at our church today. I think it's double. I think it's double providence. I think it was for them to get a blessing and for us to get a blessing. It's all in the providence of a holy God. And Abraham leaned on God's providence. I've said this many times over the past few weeks. Nothing's took God by surprise. Oh, it may take us by surprise, but nothing's took God by surprise. You want to talk about a week filled full of surprises? Man, this week in our county has been full of surprises. But can I just say something? God knows what's going on. His providence. I thought about this. Let me read you a couple of things. As Abraham's journey from place to place, his life was not always easy. In fact, if you study his life, you'll find times of victory and times of failure. Whenever you study his life, there'll be times of joy and times of sorrow, times of righteousness, times of rebellion, times of faith, and times of foolishness, times of joy and times of testing. Yet during all the times of his life, Abraham trusted the Lord to bring into his life exactly what he needed. He lived as a pilgrim in a strange land, and he leaned on the Lord for every need. He looked to God to keep his word and fulfill his promise. He leaned on the providence of God and trusted God to do that which was best for his life. Can I say that to you again? He leaned on the providence of God and trusted God to do that which was best in his life. You know, sometimes, Madeline, come start playing softly. Sometimes what's best in our life, we don't see it as the best for our life. We don't see it as the best for our life. Now, I got about two head nods right there, so let me say it again. We don't see it as the best for our life. We don't understand it. We don't know why it has to be that way. We don't understand it. But hear me and hear me well. God knows what's best for our life. And we can lean on the providence of God that God will take care of us. I read on, and here's what the writer said. It was not an easy life, but it was a life of faith, and it was a life that honored God. Look at God's own testimony of how he felt about Abraham. Isaiah 41:8 said, "But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend." Look at how God demonstrated his feelings about Abraham in Genesis 18, verse 17 through 19. "And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they will keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him." What a life. It was not a perfect life, but it was a life of faith, and it was a life that honored the Lord. He just leaned on the providence of God. You know, there's some times in our life that all we can do is understand we're in the path that God has led us, and look for the promise that he's given, and lean on his providence, knowing that he knows what's going on. He does all things right. God don't make mistakes. He does all things right. I say this to my shame. I really do. And I've talked a little bit about it in Bible college, but I say this to my shame. I don't even think it was in Bible college. I actually think it was in devotions one morning at the sheriff's office. When Dad was in the hospital, I had never known my dad to be in the hospital. whenever he fell and broke his back a couple years ago, he was in there for just a little while, and he told him, said, "I'm leaving here," and got up and walked out. And that's just Daddy. He had a kidney stone. He was in the hospital, and whenever I remember the first one I had that I went to the hospital with, Brother Brian, and he walked in, and I was leaned over the side of the bed, regurgitating from so much pain, and Daddy said, "Well, you big sissy, get out of the bed. We got work to do. Big baby, get up." Y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you? How bad they are, Miss Pam, and how sick you get with them. Daddy was in the hospital with that one that he had. He's not had but one that we know of just a couple years ago. I walked through the doors of the emergency room, and I heard him. I go, "Oh!" You know that moan if you've ever had that moan. I jerked the curtain back, and he's laying on the side of the bed, sick as a dog, puking. And I said, "You big baby, get out of the bed. You ain't nothing but a big sissy. Get up." Daddy said, "Jan, get the security to get him out of here." But that's all that I had known of Daddy being in the hospital. My daddy's never been a sick man. And I'm going to tell you what, when he got that COVID pneumonia and ended up in the hospital, a couple of days there got, you know, pretty bad. Man, I was praying, and I'll say it now, I didn't say it then, but I was fasting and praying during that time for God to touch him, for God to heal him. And there wasn't nothing changing. It was going the opposite way of what I was praying. And I'm going to be real honest. I got upset over that. I asked the Lord. I said, "Why can't you touch him? You can touch everybody else. There's other people that you've touched, and there's people that's, and you can just get ill with me. You can write me off, whatever you want to." But I said, "Lord, it can be some thug on the street, and they're just fine. But here's a man that for over 40 years has preached the gospel, raised millions upon millions upon millions of dollars for world missions. He's got meetings booked. You've just let him retire from the pastoring side of things, and he's preaching meetings all, and you're not going to touch him? You're not going to touch him?" And I'll never forget coming down the parkway right there at Saddle Ridge Churches. Brother Denny, you know there's two of them right there together. Right there. I just had to come to the conclusion that whatever happened, happened. And that God had it under control. And that even though it might not be in my time or in my understanding, that God was not going to fail me. And no matter what happened with him, that I was going to trust God. By faith, I was walking in the steps of God. By faith, I was trusting the promises of God. But I had to learn by faith to lean on the providence of God, that he knew what was going on and that he would take care of us. I read you this in closing. The inability to comprehend fully the mysteries of God does not in any way curtail the Christian life. On the contrary, it enhances our belief. We do not understand the intrinsic pattern of the stars and their courses, but we know that he who created them does, and that just as surely as he guides them, he is charting a safe course for his children. It's by faith this morning. It's by faith that we live in God's path. It's by faith that we look for his promises. And it's by faith that we lean on his providence.